And now let's return to our conversation about how the landmark trade agreement, NAFTA, has affected California. I asked UC Berkeley professor Harley Shaken about what NAFTA was meant to do and what it's actually done.
The real fireworks during the debate were not over agriculture. They were over making things, manufacturing, and what would happen there. And the big dispute between those who favored NAFTA and those who were opposed wasn't free trade. Both sides wanted to see an expansion of trade and viewed trade as potentially very beneficial. The dispute was over the terms of the trade, the rules of the game. Proponents said, look, we need to guarantee investment, we need to guarantee profits, we need to guarantee intellectual property rights. That's what NAFTA has to be about. The critics said, we agree with much of that, but if we guarantee intellectual property rights or investment, we also need to guarantee labor standards and environmental standards. If we don't, then the best laws in the U.S. will be completely undermined by companies simply moving their production operations to Mexico. So it was over that that we had this highly contentious trade debate.
And so what's the verdict?
Well, the verdict is NAFTA passed without that, by and large, very weak provisions and side agreements. And it passed by a vote of 234 to 200. The real issue is what's happened since then. And on one level, we've seen a huge increase of trade between the U.S. and Mexico, an increase by about 4.5 times to over $350 billion in the last year. But by the same token, we've seen a distortion to the character of that trade. Expanded trade is good. There are real benefits in Mexico and in the U.S., but the terms of NAFTA have made it a squandered opportunity, really, for both countries.
So one of the interesting things about the U.S. and Mexico is that there's so much labor that crosses the border. What's the interplay between trade and immigration?
There's a huge interplay between trade and immigration. The irony was immigration wasn't considered as part of the trade debate. Both sides really agreed on that, in that immigration was such a contentious issue that putting it in the mix with NAFTA would have resulted likely in gridlock. But the notion was proponents of the agreement said in 1993, if you pass this agreement, the Mexican economy will grow very rapidly. New jobs will be created in Mexico, making immigration to the United States no longer essential. A successful NAFTA will eliminate the immigration issue for the U.S. Clearly, that also didn't happen. The immigration issue surged under NAFTA. Currently, it is net zero migration from Mexico, meaning several hundred thousand people are still coming annually, actually close to 400,000 in total, but an equal number are returning to Mexico. NAFTA did not play the role in spurring the entire Mexican economy that many proponents imagined, and it certainly didn't have the impact on immigration in the short to medium term that was really proposed by the proponents.